Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 31. júla 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Rusin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Rusin FM, your Rusin radio station, Sundays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, July 31st, 2022. We're going to start off today's broadcast with Rusinskoy Charadash, as performed by Ivan Chizhmar and his band from Svidnik. Then we go to Dobri v Americi, It Is Good in America, by the Slaviane Folk Ensemble. Thank you. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com.
Ходить, ей за то ті словечко щось мені говорить.
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate the 46th anniversary of the death of Blessed Bishop Vasil Hopko, a Rusyn Greek Catholic bishop martyred for his faith during the communist era, July 23, 1976. Vasil Hopko was born on April 21, 1904, in the village of Harabske, today in Shadish County, back then part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, today Slovakia. His father was struck by lightning and died when Vasil was only one, and his mother left him with the Petrenko family when she departed to the United States in search of work when he was 4 years old. Supported by his mother in America, he entered the eparchial seminary in Priashev. Mrs. Hopko intended to bring her son to the United States, hoping that Bishop Vasil Takach would ordain him as a priest for the Pittsburgh Exarchate. However, as the young Hopko was getting ready for his journey abroad, he became very ill and had to undergo several operations. After making the decision to stay in the Austro-Hungarian Empire to be a celibate Greek Catholic priest for the Priashio Diocese, he was miraculously cured. He was ordained a priest by Blessed Bishop Pavel Gojdic on February 3, 1929. After his ordination, Father Hopko was appointed to organize a new parish in Prague. There he was joined by his mother, who after 22 years of hard work, returned home to her native land and to her priest son and became his housekeeper. In 1936, he returned back to Eastern Slovakia, where he became spiritual director and from 1943, professor at the Greek Catholic Theological Seminary in Priashio. He had already begun postgraduate studies at Charles University in Prague and completed a doctoral degree in theology at Comenius University in Bratislava in 1940. At the close of World War II, Hopko headed the Eparchy's publication program, edited the monthly Blahovisnik, and published in Rusyn, A Popular History of the Greek Catholic Church in 1946, and a biography of Blessed Bishop Pavel Gojdic in 1947. Foreseeing political turnover in Czechoslovakia, Bishop Gojdic petitioned the Holy See and received an auxiliary bishop in the person of Monsignor Vasil Hopko. The episcopal ordination took place at the cathedral in Priashio. This took place on May 11, 1947. Bishop Hopko became the right-hand man of Bishop Gojdic. They have started to prepare the faithful for the imminent seizure of power by the communists that came in February 1948. The communists immediately began their anti-religious propaganda and maliciously attacked the Greek Catholic Church. Subsequently, the communists put him on trial, accusing him of alleged subversive activity. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison. During the Prague Spring of 1968, the government even agreed to restore the Greek Catholic Church, which was violently suppressed in 1950. Bishop Hopko, as soon as he was released from his confinement, initiated the drive for the restoration of the Priashio Eparchy. It was expected that Bishop Hopko would become the administrator and bishop of the restored eparchy, but Hopko was opposed by the Slovak Greek Catholic priests and lay activists both at home and abroad. Hoping to undermine the bishop and to diminish the Rusyn presence among the leadership of the Eparchy of Priashio, Slovak Greek Catholic activists accused Hopko of not only being pro-Ukrainian, but also mentally unstable, the result of years of communist imprisonment. Such rumors had their effect. While the Czechoslovak government legally rehabilitated Hopko in December of 1968, the Vatican named instead the Slovak priest Jan Hirka as the administrator of the Eparchy of Priashio. Hirka was given episcopal authority in April 1969, while Hopko effectively functioned as an auxiliary bishop with no practical authority over the leadership of the eparchy. As the end of Bishop Hopko's life was approaching, he kept repeating, "I want to go home." When the attending sisters pointed out to him that he was home, in his own residence, he just mumbled, "Eh, you do not understand." Bishop Hopko considered his death a homecoming, and the Heavenly Father finally called his faithful servant home on Friday, July 23rd, 1976. Saint Pope John Paul II beatified Bishop Vasil Hopko on September 14th, 2003. His remains lie in a wax sarcophagus in the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Priashio. And for the memory of Blessed Bishop Vasil Hopko, we have an Otče náš, Večnaja jemu pamjat Vladiko.
GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428.
Моя голова скоро рік, як ня мамка била. Ой, за що, за то, то, що хлопців любила.
Ой, за що, за то, то, що хлопців любила.
Мамко, за то, то сама сня навчила, сама сня навчила, на то, то.
Сама сня навчила, ой, на то, то.
Тече вода, тече, тече вода зимна, люблять мене хлопці, люблять мене хлопці, я тому не винна.
Люблять мене хлопці, люблять мене хлопці, я тому не винна, я.
And just a reminder that the Carpatha Rusyn Society has a wonderful website where you can join the society. You can order online and offline sales items. You can take part in our genealogical discussions and much more, including donating to this radio program by going to c-rs.org. C-rs.org. And if you look at the menu bar and see donate, and go to Rusyn Heritage Radio Program, you can donate to this program as well as to other activities such as the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, the Cultural Center renovation, and much more. So that is c-rs.org. Also, don't forget that the Carpatha Rusyn Society has a presence on YouTube. Go to youtube.com and search Carpatha Rusyn Society. Also, be sure to check out our friends, the John and Helen Timo Foundation, LEMCO with History, and the American LEMCO. That is youtube.com, Carpatha Rusyn Society, the American LEMCO, LEMCO with History, and the John and Helen Timo Foundation. Listen to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night. You can log on to your computer or even get the app on your smartphone. Go to rusyn.fm. and listen to wonderful Rusyn broadcasting 24/7. And if you want to listen to this broadcast and our archives, go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast since our inception in 2004. That is c-rsmedia.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
чи моя неволожка, коло мене дуботало легіники доста, коло мене дуботало легіники доста.
Rusinjev Amerika.